You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Hour 5 of the Nation. Okay, Fred and Blake, Fan After Dark, coming up tonight, 7 to 11. Are we locked and loaded for that?
I believe so.
I know I misteased it last night. We had some specialty programming in store. I know the All-Star Game's coming up. And for more on that, here's Woolchuck with that proper round trip.
Let's do it, baby. Let's go around the bases, get you set for this All-Star Game. Let's get to know the Rangers' first-round pick right after this.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott?
That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Could tie it with one swing. High drive! It's tied!
Ooh, my gosh. Have you guys talked about the prices for tonight's game?
No, but I saw it.
This
pretty,
is unbelievable.
Pretty ridiculous.
The get-in prices for the last four All-Star games, courtesy of Front Office Sports, we go back to 2023 in Seattle, $367. When we hosted it here at Globe Life Field in Arlington, $268.
Yeah.
$223 last year in Atlanta. So, all right, highest, you go from $223 to $367. This year in Philadelphia, $1,166 via ticket data to get into the All-Star game. Unbelievable. I don't know how in the world it jumped this much, but I guess maybe there's just more of an appetite for it in Philly, or they just want to see their hometown guy, Mike Trout. This is wild.
I mean, Cliff Lee told us in the winter of 2011 that Philadelphia is just more of a baseball town.
Yeah.
It was among his reasons for going back there. They're having a pretty good year, but that's crazy.
That's wild,
crazy,
right?
By a factor of three.
$1,100?
Smaller ballpark, maybe, Philadelphia?
Maybe. I mean, look, the playoffs there have been incredible. The environment does look sensational. They are a great sports town. They're just disgusting, crazy, wild human beings. Now, maybe the Phillies, I mean, I would just think the Phillies fans and the Eagles fans are the same people. Maybe there are some Philly fans that aren't quite as rabid and disgusting in nature as Eagles fans are. I can't really differentiate the two.
And they were pretty dang loud last night with the boos.
Yeah, they were.
They didn't throw any batteries,
42,901, Dawson.
Okay.
Okay. You do have six Phillies at the game.
Yeah.
You have probably six other baseball teams within a two-hour drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Like, it's like if you're a Red Sox fan, it's not going to be hard to go. If you're a Yankee or a Mets fan, not going to be hard to go. Orioles, you're right,
Nationals.
You're right. 100%.
Pirates.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah, Pirates.
The Pirates, yeah.
Across
yep.
the state, big state.
And they do have leading off specifically for the game because it is his homecoming, Mike Trout, for the American League. Yordan Alvarez will be hitting second, DHing of the Houston Astros. Shea Langeliers in AL West rival.
He's a Ranger killer.
He is. He's catching and batting third. Junior Caminero, who had a pretty darn good showing last night, playing third. Bobby Witt Jr., hey, hometown kid. He's going to be batting fifth, starting at shortstop.
He's going to be mic'd up, by the way, during the game.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. It's like him, like the ball to him kind of thing. I think he's done this before. It's like, hang on, guys, got to make a play. And then he's looking like, you know.
Here's Bobby Witt Jr. Mm-hmm. Cody Bellinger and Ben Rice of the Yankees are starting in right field and first base, batting sixth and seventh. Riley Green of the Tigers in left. And then Ernie Clement of the Toronto Blue Jays starting
hitter.
At second base. Yep, and rounding out the order there. The NL manager, Dave Roberts, announcing the starting lineup will be Kyle Schwarber, DHing, of course, Philadelphia Philly. Juan Soto will be playing left field, batting second. Freddie Freeman, gosh, they were just interviewing Freddie Freeman, and every time I'm just amazed. He might rival Bill O'Butchin for the Butchin Hall of Fame, Eric.
Are you kidding me?
It's a little tighter, a little smaller, but he's got quite the Butchin on him, that Freddie Freeman. C.J. Abrams, shortstop.
I'm going to get a glimpse of this warlock.
Go ahead. Let me know what your assessment is. Max Muncy of the Dodgers will be starting at third base, batting fifth. Yeah. Ozzie Albies of the Braves starting at second, batting sixth. Brandon Marsh, who, you know, it's not even the beard. It's just
the hair
looks disgusting. Yeah. It's like he's just put maple syrup all over it. Just looks sticky, greasy, and gross. Playing right field, batting seventh. Andy Pegues, the Dodgers center fielder. And then Drake Baldwin of the Braves. So a lot of Braves, Phillies, and Dodgers in the starting lineup for the NL.
If you play early in this game and get taken out, can you fly home? Like, can you leave?
Yes, there have been some players that have just dipped and left. Yeah.
They've had players dipped already?
Yeah, they have. Well, I mean, once they leave, like in past history of the game, when they had it mean something, and it was like AL, NL winner gets home field advantage.
So now
that didn't
we tie,
really
it's okay.
Yeah, now I think that you will get some players that say, like, hey, I've booked a flight. I'm going. Especially maybe if you're a Phillies fan.
All these players could basically afford their own,
I
mean, get their own planes
and
get out of there, right?
No, yeah, 100%.
Ride to the airport, get out of there, kind of a thing, get home.
Yeah, boogie
by the time
home.
The game's over, get back home.
Yeah, get home to watch the ninth inning.
Mm-hmm.
Prediction, Lats is going to save this thing for the American League.
Hey, I hope so. I mean, it was cool seeing him getting interviewed yesterday. Now, during our show, they had Justin Verlander, who's the Legends pick, and announced his retirement. He hopped on set with Fox. And he had an awkward moment with A-Rod. So here's the exchange.
Got none of his stats right.
No, yes.
When he was drafted or any of that stuff, right?
Yeah, so here's how it sounded, the back and forth with A-Rod and Verlander. Jeez. The beautiful thing of this is Big Poppy, David Ortiz, is listening to A-Rod say this, and you can just see on his face, like, dude, what are you doing? You are bleeping this up right now. But here's Verlander kind of having to check A-Rod.
Justin, first of all, I've been a huge fan of your career from day one when you stepped into the old Yankee Stadium and blew balls right by me.
Good memories.
You know, for you.
Well, you always have 3,000, so, you know, that's also
that's a one.
Yeah, of course.
Ten against one. No, but I also look at you as, like, I look at Tom Brady, Jeter, you know, Poppy, Mariano, as guys that played into their 40s and is doing it at a high level. But this is for the young ones that are out there watching. How do you explain being a late draft pick, being designated for assignment a couple times with two different teams, right?
Me?
Yeah, no?
That's wrong. You got the wrong notes.
I get it. No, but the question I have for you is, how have you been able to be so good for so long, and sometimes you even became a better pitcher late in your 30s?
I think it's just the ability to adapt. I think that's what separates great from good. You know, I think a lot of guys are given talent. Not a lot, but, you know, some, obviously. You know, you play and you see the swath of talent at this level.
Man, just...
Wow, he did botch that pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah.
He played it off kind of nice.
Here's what I want to ask you. Making crap up. And I think, like, if David Ortiz wanted to make it more of a thing, he could have, because he's just kind of, like, silently
he was
behind
chuckling.
Verlander laughing. But yes, because Verlander was never DFA'd, and then he was the second overall pick in his draft.
Yeah.
So he wasn't a late draft pick, and then there'd be DFA'd twice, and Verlander's politely like, yeah, dude, I think you're reading off the wrong notes.
True rags to riches.
Who did he get confused then?
I don't know.
Who do you pitcher, DFA.
Max Scherzer? Was Scherzer DFA'd?
Maybe.
Was he a later round pick? Yeah. They were both Tigers around the same time.
Yeah.
I do wonder if maybe A-Rod just got slipped some notes there from an intern.
For sure. You could get ball sacked by a producer in no time.
Well, and I could totally see him having ticked somebody off and them wanting to make A-Rod look
Alexi
like a schmuck.
So he's the Lawless of this set is what he is?
Possibly,
yeah. Treat him like a...
I mean, he is so weird, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody set him up to fail intentionally. Watch what I do to this Richard A-Rod out here.
Mm.
By the way, I think I didn't hear the audio, but I wonder with Thierry Henry, with France losing, it looked like Alexi Lawless chose violence today.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because Thierry Henry didn't look too happy with him.
Well, I'm sure Thierry Henry was just pissed because France lost.
Oh, he was.
As well. I mean, that
he
probably
was,
didn't help.
But Alexi Lawless, I think, probably
he's like, I've had enough of you, dude.
I've had enough
Yeah, the
of
last
crap.
Person I want to hear from is you now, dude. Yeah. I could absolutely believe that. Today would not be a good day to be Alexi Lawless, Lawless next to Thierry Henry. Yeah. Not fun for him whatsoever. Well, that'll be fun tonight. Hopefully it's a good one with the All-Star game. And again, look, if you want to go watch it at Cosm, I'd highly recommend it.
Or go to for fill it up for $1,000.
Yeah, but I mean, you can get in $17, and basically you're in Philly. That's how it feels. I mean, when you go to Cosm, it's like you're immersing yourself. I'm inside Citizens Bank Park right now. Boom, it's better. You're saving a lot of money.
Will they blow like 98 degree air on you for being in?
No, there? You're going to be in beautiful air condition, climate control.
What a great opportunity to go check out Cosm.
I think so, dude. I mean, because I will say some of the World Cup stuff, that's why general admission, I think, has been a hot ticket. But some of those tickets do get up there, especially for the final. I'm sure that the tickets are going to be pricey. $17 to get in there and you're getting dome seats. That's a steal. Absolutely not one I'd pass up. All right, Gio Rojas, Rangers first round pick. High school pitcher.
Joe Ro.
Jumped on 104.3 WQAM in Miami. Now, he's a South Florida kid. And I got a couple cuts here from him. Here was Gio on if the Rangers were on his radar at all when he was getting drafted.
I mean, as much as other teams know, I feel like the Rangers were they were very unexpected. But I mean, they gave it the right way. I mean, shoot, I didn't expect to be a Ranger, but we came out a Ranger, and you know, tried to say I'm a Ranger. But yeah, I'd say they were pretty quiet on it.
I don't think that the Rangers, I mean, listening to them talk about it.
I don't think they expect him to be there.
They're like, we didn't think he'd be available the 16th pick. Yeah. They think they got a big-time steal. The write-up from ESPN on him was he flashes three above-average to plus pitches delivered from a lower slot, including a heater into the upper 90s. But his lower slot and open toe land lead to questions about his long-term command. So the way that he lands on the foot, that's one that, I mean, I'm sure they can try and clean that up in the minors. But he could end up being like a two or a three in a starting rotation if he develops like they think his potential could be. So a lefty, he always likes to try and find a lefty that has some great elite stuff. Gio Rojas might have that. Now, what is the plan when he signs with the Rangers? Here was Gio talking about that.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I'm going there a couple days from now, and I'm going to be able to, you know, be in the weight room, get to my body to be healthy, whatever's going on. But I'm not sure. I'm not fully sure on where I'll be sent, but that conversation is to come.
And I'm sure we'll get more information when we talk with CY next Monday about it once the Rangers are back. But
fifth starter.
If he ends up just being in the starting rotation, that's a good thing for the Rangers when it comes to draft picks. Right now they need him. Just go ahead and fast track this kid. Best
at high school, right?
Yes, out of high school.
Some people thought he was the best pitcher in the draft.
That's their saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so the Rangers had to overpay compared to what other 16th overall picks would.
Yes.
So therefore, they didn't have the money to pay guys later value. Mm-hmm. So they had to reach a little bit. But if this one works out.
It could be a home run.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, some of the other best value picks that ESPN has for the Rangers, another lefty, Brody Bamilla, the third round pick, is one of the more famous names in this draft, but his stock was put into question because he's had to have elbow surgery. Okay. That's something that seems unavoidable, though, for pitchers now.
It's
like everybody's going to have that at
some
point.
You got out of the way early.
At least one.
With the way the velocity and how hard they're asking these guys to throw. So, boom. Yes, he's got it out of the way.
Hey.
He comes into the organization having that.
Nothing Mike Bassett can't fix.
Damn right. Quickest to the big leagues, they say it's their eighth round pick, the shortstop Colby Branch. Doesn't get a ton of prospect type as a 23-year-old senior, but he had an OPS over 1,000, hit 20 homers in the SEC playing shortstop for a team that ended up going to Omaha. Almost certainly can reach the upper minors, and the question is how much past that he can go. Their sleeper will be their third baseman, Connor Coma, who is their second-round pick. And I'd seen Moggs. He was possibly considered at 16 to the Rangers. So you never know. Like, the MLB draft is so, I don't know how quickly these guys are going to develop and get up to the Rangers. For some, it could be 2 years. For some, it could be five. Some of them might never end up developing. But all in all, it seems as though ESPN's liking what the Rangers did. And that's a good thing. We'll take that.
That's really what matters, man.
CY knows pitching.
He does. And we got, I mean, that's definitely the one thing since CY's been here now. We have seen it regress a little bit this year with Greg Maddux having gone.
We got to see him develop, dude.
CY's found a dude. He's certainly found some good arms. Now, Rock Chalowski. He broke an MLB record. He got the most money with a $10.4 million signing bonus, broke the old mark of $9.3 million. The White Sox had to give him that or else he might have considered going and playing college baseball. But can you imagine that? Out of high school, $10.3 million as a signing bonus?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's good living right there.
That is amazing.
I haven't even thrown a pitch yet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who knows if this kid's even any good?
I haven't
He's
even
just
hit
been, a... Here you go. Here's $10.3 million. Go
NIL
ahead.
Money.
Enjoy it.
Man, you got the life by the short and curly ones at 18 years old if you got those kind of options.
Yeah, it's unreal. And then we had the A's. They just fired their pitching coach, Scott Emerson.
Oh.
They lost 13 of 14. They've had a real bad skid going into the All-Star break. Scott Emerson, as they have a low ERA in the American League of a 5.21.
I think a lot of it has
rotation.
I think a lot of it has to do with playing in that ballpark.
I think, yeah, absolutely. You're playing in a minor league park. It's very hitter friendly.
Yeah.
So your numbers are going to be inflated.
And then I think they had to play like three games in Vegas where each team hit like nine homers a day.
Jeez.
If you look at the A's home run numbers, a lot of it came from when they played. They played a series against the Mets or somebody in Vegas, and it was just like a slugfest with the ball flying out of that.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess you lose 3 of 14, you need a scapegoat.
Yeah.
And Scott Emerson ended up being that guy. And the A's feel like, because everybody does, unless you're the Royals, really, or you know, some of these other teams are at the bottom, but everyone in the American League feels like we really kind of still have a chance here. It's going to make the trade deadline very, very interesting. But there's your bases, and we got the All-Star game to enjoy, and then two nights off, and the Rangers are back at it on Friday.
Cannot wait, Zach. Thank you so much. It's time now for an evening hodgepodge. Chief, where's it going?
Ricky Scoops just dropped a rumor, plus good Rangers news. Now.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Next in the nation.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for your evening sports hodgepodge with the Chief. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here he is with the hodge, Eric.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Lots to get to right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, do you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude motherfucker.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Okay, have we ever seen Ricky Scoops get in the basketball world?
Not that I know
of
think so.
Rumor mongering. Well, Chuck, as you slide in with your triple espresso at 6:30 at night, have we ever seen Ricky Scoops drop an NBA rumor on us before?
No, I think it's usually NFL rumors.
He's a football guy.
Man, I just ran into Blake, not to like segue this, because I'm interested in what Ricky Scoops had to say, because maybe he's going to nail something, and I hope it's Maverick related, and if it's not, I don't even care. Blake's lost his freaking card to get into the building.
Oh, jeez.
The guy would lose his head if it wasn't screwed on his body.
Wow.
His wallet, now his card, his access card, and I've given him mine, and I feel like I have made a mistake. I'm never going to see that card again.
Oh, is he going back to his
Look,
car?
Look, there he is. He's flashing the card right now with a smile on his face and a little burn.
And what was he saying? You're number one?
Yeah, he told me I was number one. Now, the sweetheart that he is supposedly has gifts for all of us from his gender reveal. So I'm excited to see what those are. And he, I love him for that.
There was a lot of blue smoke.
He's having a boy.
Yep. He's having a
boy. A lot of blue smoke.
Hope that kid turns out like his mother.
Yeah.
Blake. I think we're getting a Blake Jr. I think that's what he was going for. Here he is.
Now he's
looking for a phone charger. You haven't lost your phone yet? Wow. He's absolutely on fire right now. Blake Elliott, 7-11.
Ricky Scoops, take it away.
Yeah, hey. So he's I'm going to send this to you, Walchuk, as well on Twitter.
Okay.
Because you know how he bounces around with different accounts?
Yeah, and you're not sure if like it's the real one or not?
Yeah, you want to make sure it's real. But I feel pretty good about the fact that this is one of his legit ones, because just scrolling through and seeing all the different ones that he's done from the off season. But he's saying... barking rumor from Miami. Multiple executives around the league say LeBron is nearing his return to the Miami Heat, and the deal will be done by week's end.
It is wild, because I know you were mentioning this during Around the Rim, but this morning during show prep, like front office sports said that it's down to two. It's Golden State and it's Cleveland.
I know, man.
And here's Miami. Like, nobody really knows.
Cleveland
seems like the one constant. And the other option seems like it's Miami or Golden State. I don't know. I'm just hopeful that maybe LeBron wants to play with Clay, and if he signs in Miami, maybe they will trade the Mavericks something for Clay.
I mean, go spend a weekend in Miami and then ask yourself, if a team from there wanted you to come play for them, in what circumstances would you say no?
Yeah.
It's got to be special circumstances.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
No doubt, especially if you're a golfing machine like he is.
Yeah, you're, and you have unlimited wealth.
Yeah.
So you
can
helicopter over the traffic.
You're enjoying everything that there is to enjoy and
still
avoiding everything
there
is to avoid.
Still a home?
Maybe? I don't know. I do remember his wife opened up some businesses down there. I don't know if those ever took off or you know, stood the test of time. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He's doing a great job at just knocking the scent off. Every day it feels like there's a new favorite on who's going to land him. And we'll see how much of a needle mover he is. I guess he commented Rich Eisen's show. And I don't see Rich Eisen in the clip, so maybe he's on some level of summer vacation. But he's got a cast of characters on his show, Rich Eisen does. And they were talking about LeBron, and I guess they made a reference of, like, even if he joined the Heat, they would be lucky to be a play-in tournament-type team with him and Giannis. That was the take they had.
Really?
So LeBron saw that clip and posted it on his Instagram story with a bunch of laughing, crying emojis. So he's kind of dunking on Rich Eisen's crew there for alleging that the duo of Giannis and LeBron would simply just be a play-in team when it comes to this upcoming season.
It is pretty top-heavy, isn't it? What do you think?
Yeah,
top four seed probably.
Yeah, I think they would. I think they would be a top four seed. I do. I mean, unless Giannis's injury stuff now is to the point where he's just perpetually going to be that guy.
Yeah.
But if you're assuming Giannis health, Eric Spoelstra is still probably the best coach in basketball. I mean, he's right up there for sure. I don't know who you would throw out there as maybe being better than him, but Spoelstra's been that guy. He's the Olympic coach as well. And Spoelstra and LeBron seem to be buddy-buddy during the previous Summer Olympics there. So you have maybe the best coach in basketball. You still have Pat Riley, who's going to do everything in his power to make sure there's enough talent there by the time the playoffs get here. And with Giannis and Bam, like that, just defensively,
yeah,
right
that's
there.
That's not a playing team.
That's not a playing team.
Not
in
at
the
all.
East. He's calling it a laughable take. I would agree with him there. Now, a couple other things. Did you guys see the tweet that got deleted last night from Bruce Levine, who covers the Chicago
Stars.
Cubs?
He's a hockey guy.
No.
Oh, this is a different
this
one.
This is baseball, Bruce Levine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's an older
that's
gentleman.
Levine. That's Bruce Levine.
Bruce Levine. Okay.
Bruce Levine is baseball. Okay.
Levine. I'm just trying to differentiate the two because now I'm so confused. But we're going to go Levine for baseball.
Nonetheless, this guy covers the Cubs. Okay. And at one point last night during the home run derby, he tweets this out. He says, "You and the other coaches," just inexplicably, right? "You and the other coaches have been the stars of the team being 12 games over 500. Let's hope Twinkle D and Twinkle Dumb don't sell you guys out like the 2025. Enjoy the family time, pal."
Oh.
And then he deleted it. Clearly.
Supposed to be a text.
Supposed to be a text.
Oh, gosh.
And so there's a lot to unpack here.
Oh, no.
This guy
who's he
covers
texting?
The assumption is that he's texting Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah.
And he's congratulating him and the coaching staff for being awesome in spite of their front office.
Ooh.
Exactly. So now he deletes it. I don't think anything crazy will come of it. I'm sure that doesn't make the front office people in the Cubs organization feel good. But it's hilarious that he deleted it, and it's also hilarious that he did Twinkle D and Twinkle Dumb.
Yeah.
Because we all know it's Tweedle D.
Oh.
And Tweedle Dumb.
I wonder why'd he put the twink in there.
Who's the Twinkle Dumb Dumb now?
Are you
Bruce Levine?
Levine?
It's just, is that not one of the most all-time old man moves you've ever seen done?
Yes.
Where you are tweeting what is supposed to be a text? Like, I get.
You've never done it?
I've never tweeted a text.
Okay.
No. You, I guess, Lucius?
The old school Twitter, it was like you had to send a text message type of vibe.
Okay.
For it to go to Twitter. So it seems like you were sending a text message.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I've told a lot of people, I'm at Pump 7.
It's like, why is this on your timeline? I'm in the blue car, Pump 7.
Very specific, sir.
Yeah, I think like 12 years ago, if you were tweeting back then, this would be believable. But now it would only happen to an old guy. And beyond that, he totally scorched his source.
I know.
I mean, you owe this guy. Eesh. Craig Counsell should never talk to him again.
No.
Yeah, that's bad.
There's nothing you can do.
No, it's just such an awful look all around.
Because now your bosses are assuming that's how he talks to the beats about us.
Yeah.
We got to get rid of this dude.
But, hey, you're 12 over 500.
You're 12 over, yeah.
You're playing some good baseball right now. It's just a hilarious situation of old man stuff right there from Bruce Levine. Now, some good Rangers news for everyone before we get to the single most insane sports name throughout the history, all time. I will put this up against any ridiculous name of a human being.
Con Sexton.
Even crazier than that, Corey. But before that, MLB remaining strength of schedule. You'll find that the Rangers have the sixth easiest schedule for the remainder of the season.
Well, that does not bode well for the
record,
does it?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's been one of those things that we've rehashed, and it's like, I wish they had the sixth toughest.
I want this to be good news. Would you guys feel better if I told you that they had the sixth most difficult schedule moving forward?
Yes, I would feel a lot better.
Absolutely
feel a lot better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I understand the trend with this team right now, but still, I'm giving you the sixth easiest schedule. You're going to say, no, Mr. Commissioner.
Nope.
I want the sixth hardest
Bring
schedule.
On the Rays and forget the A's.
Yeah, there's something psychological about
like
this
that
group.
Mantra.
Yeah. You know, they their own ballpark is in their heads, and when they see more difficult opponents, they elevate their play.
They poop their pants.
You know, this is quite a mentally fragile team, if you will. They got to toughen up a little bit, get more disciplined and consistent.
214. Saying I accidentally uploaded a Schwanz pick.
Oh my God. No. Why are you doing that?
To Facebook?
Through text message.
Why are you sending that out?
Dude,
bro, man. Facebook's the last place you want something like that.
That's where the family is.
Yeah. Aunts, uncles, old teachers from yesteryear.
You don't put the penis pick up there.
Golly.
It was through the old text message workaround.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Man, that was such a poor design.
Horrible.
Yeah, really was.
What are we doing?
It really was, bro. Wow. You had to make sure you were typing to Twitter and not somebody else.
That's not good. Oh, yeah, yay.
Hoping he didn't get his Crocs in the photo.
Yeah. Might be Brett texting you right now.
Yeah, lay it over your arm. Like, lay it over your wrist like you're showing off a watch.
Goodness gracious.
What time is it?
Yeah. Poor guy.
And what do you guys think the percentage odds, according to Fangraphs, is right now that the Texas Rangers are a playoff baseball team?
40%.
I mean, they are leading the division right now.
Yeah, they're the
you
three
seed
right now.
You kidding me?
58%.
You know, 52.
61.1%, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go be some buyers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be buyers right now.
So I was just kind of going off of, okay, you're in first, but there's two teams on your heels in your division. But I guess you include the wild card probabilities as well, right, significantly.
Yeah, right, yeah. Let's just get into the playoffs, man.
This American League is there for the taking.
Yeah, I think I just saw a graphic here they put up. If the playoffs started today, they would play Seattle. With the opportunity to go then play the White Sox.
Wow.
Which, I mean, gosh, playing in Seattle has not been good for this team. But the good thing is, I guess you get the first two at home, so you better be 2-0.
And they are thinking you're a wild card team because they do have Seattle with a 71% chance of making the
winning,
postseason.
Okay. Well, yeah.
So
maybe their schedule's even easier and they beat up on easy opponents.
No, the Mariners have a more difficult schedule than you. You have the easiest remaining schedule in your entire division.
So the computer just thinks they're better.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they came in on paper. They are. They're the best team in the division.
Well, Seattle's
actually been
good versus the division. I think they're like 17-8 on the season in the division. So that's one area where the Rangers need to get better at for sure. Not only just being able to handle the teams they should beat, but also being able to be more competitive in your division. And they certainly closed down first half of the season on a positive note from that standpoint. Okay. Someone just texted in, haha, Clinton Dix is always the top name for insane sports names.
That is a wild one, but
I mean, there's
Rusty.
There's Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle, Rusty Koontz.
Rusty Koontz.
There's a lot of them. Yeah. We're getting some very interesting texts, by the way.
You want to read this?
Yeah, somebody put the Rives.
Pick your favorite one.
Stuff back in the day, I texted my wife my crack order.
Oh.
That's the 512.
Your wife was selling?
Can you text me what that, like, text in what that text looks like?
I've never
seen a crack order.
Let me get three rocks, baby. Three rocks. You know what I'm saying? It's a weekday.
It's a weekday.
Just something small.
Yeah.
Pull me over. I mean, did she not know you were a crack user?
I would have to imagine he was pulling a fast one on her.
She didn't know she was dating a crackhead at the time.
Be a crackhead.
Don't.
So crack energy.
Don't do crack.
Don't smoke crack.
But
have the crackhead energy.
Oh. Now, this name that I'm about to give you is not an overly sensual name. It's not a not safe for work name. It is just a wild name. This is a freshman football player for Arizona State. He's 6'3", 225 pounds. First name, Prayer. Last name, Young.
Oh.
Young Black Goat.
Prayer Young Black Goat?
That's a real name.
Young Black Goat's his last name?
Yeah.
With a hyphen between Young and Black Goat.
Okay.
Where drives this, you from?
I have no idea his origin story.
Is he white?
Is it J-U-N-G?
Oh, he's a member of the Navajo Nation.
Yeah. Prayer, yeah, Y-O-U-N-G.
Okay, so this is probably just, you
hyphenated
know,
Black Goat.
Mom and dad, first thing they saw, you name your child that.
Yeah. Well, the last name, it's a last name.
That's, how, not they really got their, that's how they got their last name. That's the Navajo Nation.
Young Black Goat.
That's wild.
This is an incredible moment for the Black family.
It really is, man. I mean, that's an all-time name right there. Prayer Young Black Goat. With a touchdown. There he goes.
That'll be a mouthful.
He's got a wrestling background, Brian. We love our wrestlers.
We do.
Man, they're tough, aren't they? Yeah. You get a wrestler, any position. He understands leverage. Play with his hands.
Low man wins, for sure. Gosh, I am waiting for this crack order. It's not coming in yet.
We're getting a lot more. General Booty, 318.
General
There's
Booty's
another name.
Great, for sure.
Mike Weir. Hadn't heard that one before, but that's coming in on text.
Was
Mike
the
Weir.
The golfer?
Yeah, the golfer.
Yeah.
W-E-I-R.
Yeah.
Mike.
Canadian.
Who is
last
the
name
gay
Weir.
Diver that smacked the back of
his head? Greg Louganis.
Mike Weir.
Hey, Greg Louganis was always a funny name.
You're not anybody else's queer. You're mine.
Greg okay. Luce.
We got to run. Yeah. We're coming back.
Send in the crack order, please.
Oh, that was a quality moment.
We'll cross with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking for you next.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Fan. Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time now to hand this broadcast off for an all-star edition of The Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake, and a good evening to you, gentlemen. How you been?
Fantastic.
Nice. Congratulations on the baby shower.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Official.
Gender reveal. Great.
Gender reveal.
Oh, the baby shower. Yeah. The
same
yeah,
difference.
Gender
today.
Reveal. You're having a boy.
Having yeah. a boy.
I saw you eating the baby food.
That was
social.
Not me eating baby food. I did eat baby food, but I don't think
that was Clay.
That was my best friend Clay. That was okay. I was just laughing in the background.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Congrats, bro.
What was your reaction when you found out you were having a boy?
Everybody hyped. Around me was telling me it was going to be a girl. I had been on team boy the whole time, team and I had a little bit of faith. And if you watch the video, I close my eyes and cross my fingers, look up, and just like, come on, just give me a boy. Had a little bit of a delayed reaction because of that. And then I opened my eyes, saw the blue smoke, and like, boom. Yeah. I already got him in the weight room. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
You got a name in mind?
I do have a name. I will not be sharing it. I've shared it yesterday, but I know how you guys work. You'll giggle. You'll laugh. I'm just going to keep it.
What is it, like Prometheus?
Just like that.
Prometheus, Hercules? So.
Young Black Goat?
Young Black Goat is a fire name. Black that sounds like my career name.
YBG.
Young Waku.
Okay, the 214 says accidentally uploaded wife's lewd photos to Facebook.
Oh.
It was a pocket upload. Okay. Very dangerous.
He likes that.
I'm not buying that.
Who I'm working with, baby?
I'm not buying that.
It takes too many buttons to post on social media to do that in your pocket.
I was going
to
say, that's a crocky.
That's his bag.
The 512 clarified that when he accidentally texted his wife his crack order, he said, hey, man, I need a 50, which was apparently a $50 rock of a freebase. And wife did not know that he was a crackhead, said he did it for a long time. She did not leave him. She did not leave him until he crashed.
Relationship?
Well, we were going over like accidental uploads or accidental texts. It was something Chief stumbled into in a sports hodgepodge. It was genius. And we got some fascinating texts coming.
I think this is people trying to get their little 10 seconds because half of these don't sound realistic.
First of all, and not to pull the curtain too far back, but as somebody who grew up with a crackhead, there is absolutely zero chance that this woman did not know.
Okay. I was gonna ask our expert about that.
I hate to be that guy.
Maybe he was just microdosing.
Did they know?
It's our third VCR. This is normal.
Yeah, seriously. Coming home and everything in my room's gone. So
where's my mini bike?
Seriously. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's tough. Well, you guys ever accidentally upload anything?
No? I will say this. I have sent wrong text messages. Okay. Or I've sent text messages to the wrong person.
Oh, yeah, I think we've all done that.
Oh, I've done that before. Yeah, I've done that before. Yeah, that's
I did it
not
to
fun.
My son's mother back in the day.
At least once.
Yeah. I was sending it to somebody else, and then she got it. And what's this supposed to mean? I was like, oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say? I didn't hear it. By the way, real quick, before I forget, I got to give a shout out to Pete Jenkins. But more importantly, Pete Jenkins told me to tell Brian Broaddus.
Mm-hmm. He recruited me at LSU.
He absolutely did. And he said, you tell Broaddus, thank you for everything he's done for me.
Hmm.
So you do with that information as you wish.
Yeah.
But
I was a scout team center, deep snapper guy, and did it. And that's when how Henry
he said
Thomas,
you well he said you helped two or three guys get to the league because of the way you would break stuff down and
that's where I started watching film. Like I used to study like centers that we were playing against, and then I would try and emulate how they would move. Like we played Nebraska, and we played Dave Remington.
Back when they were good.
Yeah, Dave Remington, who the reward's named after.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Remington, to kind of mirror his quickness, I would snap it a half count early.
Was that in the Sugar Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, actually, it was the Orange Bowl.
Orange Bowl. Okay.
And so what I would do is, like, I saw how quick he was getting off the ball. And so I just told, like, the quarterbacks, I said, listen, I'm going to snap this thing early. Just to get off the ball so they get used to how fast, you know. Because I was never going to be Dave Remington, but I would do it. But I would emulate and like Henry Thomas. And
you were playing 3D chess in the 80s, bro.
I was trying, man. You know? That's where I really learned about watching film, was like just studying players and then trying to play that way. And Pete recruited me at LSU. And I never was a great player. I mean, never was a great player.
But you know what?
Never was a great player.
You were committed to the University of Louisiana State.
I was.
And that was something. I was. And you know, it was something that was interesting talking to him. Because, look, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. But, I mean, Pete Jenkins has forgotten more about football than most.
He's 84 years old now?
He's 84.
Yeah.
Still sharp as a tack. I mean, we spent 45 minutes talking. I mean, it was... I'll just say this. I asked him about, you know, the Cowboys going from a 4-3 to a 3-4, and he said, he goes, you know who Bill Arnsparger is? And I go, man, that name sounds familiar. And he goes, well, when he would be asked that, he'd say, 4-3, how many is that? Yeah. Seven. Yeah. He goes, 3-4, how many is that? Yeah. Seven. Yeah. He goes, okay, well, you got seven gaps.
Right.
You got one more that you got to fill, okay?
Right. Right.
He goes, that's football.
Yeah. Bill was my coach when I was at LSU. Yeah, so he was a defense coordinator with Bill Arnsberg. Bill Arnsberg famously was the Miami Dolphins under Shula, the Killer Bees and all that stuff like in the 70s.
Okay.
Mm. And then he came to LSU as a coach. And, I mean, he completely – we won the conference. Then we were one of the worst teams in LSU history. And then when Coach Arnsberger came, we went on a run.
Yeah.
I mean, a big-time run. But, yeah, he was Don Shula's right-hand guy with the Dolphins when they went undefeated and all that.
So he's Dolphins? Coordinator. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, it was just a great time. I mean, look, when you get that kind of football breakdown for a guy that's in the – I mean, look, if Nick Saban calls you the greatest D-line coach of all time, that tells you all you need to know.
Yeah.
That's what he is, Pete Jenkins.
Yeah. That is something. Yeah. Always interesting to take a stroll through the Chronicles of Broadus.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Tales from a Football
Appreciate
Life.
You bringing the message back.
Absolutely.
That is cool. What's coming up on the show tonight, guys?
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. We've got Daniel Esteve from CW33. He's been all over the World Cup, so we're going to talk to him. He's been at all the games. CW33 got credentials, for Christ's sake. let's see. Connor Livesay from Blogging the Boys. We'll talk to him. And then, of course, we might do some Blanket or Leave It, some Trevor's Good News. All the goods.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup here. Master Control 75 and 635 at the Lakeside Studios just went five flawless. Thanks to Woolchuck and Schiafalo and Broadus. And I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation at ease.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.